Grave, where is your victory? So whenever he cracks the sky, the dead in Christ, they'll rise first. And we that are alive and remain will be caught up. Let me give you a warning. If you ain't caught up now, you won't be caught up later. I'm too caught up with the Lord to worry about the mess and the stress. I'm too caught up with the Lord to worry about what they said about me. Come on and shout, yeah. Shout glory. Anybody know that he said, I'm coming back. The Samaritan is coming back. He said, you ain't going to worship in Jerusalem, but my spirit is going to be in you. And when I come back, I'm coming to receive the ones that's been sealed with the Holy Ghost. Come on and shout yes. Won't he come back when you least expect it? Come on and give God some praise. Give God some glory. Come on and shout yeah. Shout yeah. I may not know three things, and I may not even know two things, but the one thing I know,
Resurrection then was resurrected, gives to us the hope and the assurance. Listen, we have a lively hope. See, some folk have hope, but it's not necessarily lively hope. And lively suggests active, it suggests bright, it suggests light, it suggests that it is filled with expectation. Something is wrong with a believer who doesn't have a lively hope. Now, it may not take all of that for folk who don't understand that, but when you got that, something on the inside shows up on the outside. And it's a lively hope when you hear somebody talking about Jesus. And I heard the whole song when they say, if you're talking about Jesus, well, there's a thing around something. In this lively hope. I don't care how down you are, how sad things may be, how sick you may be, how troubled, perplexed you may be, when you hear the name Jesus, it ought to stir up that lively hope in you. And you ought to know this too. You ought to have an understanding that no weapon, whether they're coming from the left, they're coming from the right, they're coming from behind, they're coming from the front, they're coming from above, from down, beneath, but they are reminded that Jesus has got this thing fixed. Lively hope. And then he moves on in verse 4 to talk about a reservation, because he talks about our inheritance. And I thank God, because verse 3 really ensures that we understand our inheritance was secured in verse 3 because of the resurrection. But in verse 4, our inheritance is saved. Can nobody get my inheritance? Inheritance, what does it mean? In this case, it means possession. But a lot of times we inherit certain things, bigger material things, bigger land, bigger dollars, etc., etc., etc. But in this case, it's talking about a possession, a divine, supernatural possession. It's my possession, and he's saving it from me. Yeah, look at what it says. To an inheritance incorruptible. So inheritance means possession, incorruptible means immortal. It means that it's not being spoiled. An incorruptible means that nothing has tainted it. It's incorruptible. And it's not going away. Did you hear what I'm saying? I don't care how long it takes till Jesus comes back. My possession, my inheritance is waiting on me with my name. And yeah, sometimes, you know, you have things taken from you on this side. Things that had your name on it. They're repossessed. They're taken back. They're foreclosed on. They're stolen from you. They're robbed from you. They get away from you. But I've got an inheritance that the record says is being saved for me. So that means I don't have to fret. I don't have to fear. Jesus has secured my inheritance. It is incorruptible. But notice again, it says an undefiled. Undefiled. Here it talks about the character of Christ. that my possession is holy. My possession is undefiled. It is pure. And Jesus is saving it for me. That's not what it says. It says, and that fitteth not away. It's not going to be corroded. You're down here and you're down here, something else is saying that you won't use it.
You could have been
true salvation. Listen to this. So this word, verse 5 talks about revelation. Verse 4 talks about reservation. And verse 3 talks about resurrection. But see, brother, that makes no sense if you ain't got no revelation. In other words, if you don't understand what's being revealed, disclosed, unfolded, opened up, then I can understand why you don't shout. Yes, I can understand if you don't shout because you don't get it. Because if you get it, there's no way in the world you could summarize information like this. Listen, ready to be revealed. Will be permitted